Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie here with you.
And Emmy.
And Julia.
We are rocking out on the air. 855-450-3733 is our number, 855-450-FREE. We certainly encourage you to take control of the airwaves, share whatever's on your mind with us. We're really open to talking about anything, aren't we, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah, as long as it's radio friendly, of course. And let's see. You know, it's hour three of the show. We're just kicking off the final hour. Of course, if you don't get Free Talk Live, maybe you don't get Free Talk Live all 3 hours every night, you can always call your local program director, ask them to pick up more of the show if you like it. Find out more details about how to do that on the website, freetalklive.com. We were going to get into this article, ladies, about, well, okay, this is disturbing. I mean, this, I read it and I cringed. And it's disturbing for a couple of different reasons, but mainly, okay, well, I'll just say what it is. It's a former cop who, okay, well, I have to be a little bit careful about this, but we'll say this in a radio-friendly manner. Have you ladies ever heard of a device that is for, it's basically a sex toy for men?
Yes, I know. I know what you're
describing.
Never
heard of it before I walked into the studio tonight. Ever.
Somehow I don't believe you.
I'm good at the sarcasm.
It's the number one of these devices. It's very popular. Most people have heard of it. I won't say the name of it, but you can figure it out. I'm sure most people are aware who are in the know. But what you may not know about this device is that, well, it was a former cop who invented it, and he's really sadistic. This article is from Reason.com, from the blog over there. LAPD cop turned sex toy mogul reminisces about choking suspects until they defecated. Now, this is like a little bit of a graphic article. We'll make this as radio-friendly as we possibly can. But basically, this cop came out. So let me read it to you. Steve Shubin, the Austin-based maker of the popular men's pleasure device known as the Fleshlight, was the subject of a fascinating profile in Austin Chronicle last month. And this is what caused the controversy, because he talked about his experiences as a former police officer. The focus of the story is his complete domination of the market for this particular toy. But there's also a section about his days working for the police department in Los Angeles, days he sorely misses because he used to be able to slap and choke people. He says, if somebody needs their face slapped, they're getting their face slapped. He says, talking about his style of policing, but he laments, you can't do that anymore. Oh, the good old days. He talks about this stuff so openly, I almost wonder if he remembers that my recorder is on. This is the reporter that he's talking to. This cop said, I've killed people before, or former cop, excuse me. I've killed people before. I've done everything. I have choked hundreds of people unconscious. Did I enjoy it? No, he says. Why do you think he didn't enjoy it? Is it because he empathized with the people that he was interrogating?
Since you're asking the question, I have a feeling that's not the reason.
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's probably worse than you could ever guess. The reason he did not enjoy choking hundreds of people unconscious is because he says that when a person is choked out, they poop their pants.
Is that true?
And why would you do
straight
it?
Straight from the horse's mouth.
As somebody who has choked many, it's true.
Yeah, I guess that's what he's saying. I can't even imagine this because I've never choked anyone. I was thinking because I...
No.
I've done wrestling and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but never to that point, and never with, like, hatred. You know, it was always kind of a playful, like, let's learn how to wrestle and get a workout thing. You know? He says, why did he stop? He said the pay was bad. There wasn't much money in policing.
What a sicko.
What a winner. Yeah, what a sicko. And he's making one of the most popular men's sex toys.
I'm not a man, so I can't boycott the product, but I would if I was a man. I would not want to give that guy any money.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell your friends about this. I always like to know. I mean, it's kind of interesting, like, the psychology or, like, the profiles of the people behind really popular products. Like, how did they think of these things? You know, people are fascinated by Mark Zuckerberg, right? There's that movie, The Social Network, about how he started Facebook and the sort of the rivalry he had with the other programmers and the students at Harvard and stuff like that. It's very, very interesting because everybody can relate to it because they know Facebook well. Probably lots of people have one of these, Right.
Right.
And so can you relate to this person who enjoyed choking people he was interrogating, slapping them, doing other various acts of violence? That's scary to me. It really is.
It's disturbing.
Yeah. And he laments, you can't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah. He wishes that you could.
Yeah.
Kind of scary stuff. If you have thoughts on this, 855-450-3733. Not much more to say on this this story, I guess, but just really disturbing. And I think if I were somebody who might be in the market for one of these products, I might want to know, where it's coming from, right?
Yeah. Are there any competitors? Or
where the money's going to.
Where the money's going to, sure. That's another great point. I don't know about competitors, although I do know that, this is kind of a side issue, I guess, or a little tangent, but there has been this sort of movement recently in the last couple of years. There are some, let's say, adult toys that are made, and they're labeled like novelty only, most of them that you see have that label, actually. And they're made with these chemicals that are actually kind of toxic. They're called phthalates, and, putting them in your body or on your body might not be very good for you. Could cause cancer and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
more you know, read the label.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly. That's right.
So silicone or glass or other types of materials is probably best for that. Just a little public service announcement here on Free Talk Live. So, ladies, does sugar make you stupid?
I don't know.
Sugar makes you fat, though.
Maybe fat and stupid? I don't know.
Maybe fat and stupid.
Now, Julia, I saved this article because I knew you were going to be on, and I knew that you're interested in nutrition. So am I. I don't know. Nemi, do you have any particular interest in nutrition?
I love junk food.
Mm-hmm.
I love putting garbage in my body.
So we are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
And so
there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, diversity of ideas, and different viewpoints represented always makes a good discussion.
So I guess we're about to find out
if
sugar has made me stupid.
So I have been sugar-free. I haven't eaten sugar for about 10 years. I gave it up because I was obese. And
you don't eat any natural sugar at all, like strawberries? Would you eat a strawberry?
I do, but not like every day.
Yeah.
Maybe once every few weeks I would eat some fruit, I guess.
See, I sort of fall in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to eat fruits that have less sugar, like apples, for example, have more fiber and less sugar.
They have different kinds of sugar, I know. And berries are good, too. Berries have lots of fiber.
Yeah, I like raspberries.
Lots of, what's it called, the phytonutrients, that are in them. They're supposed to be healthy for your heart. I don't know, but all I know is when I start eating berries or different fruits, I usually want more. It's kind of hard to break out of eating them. It's almost like popping candy in a way less, in sort of a watered down way, I guess. So from the dailymail.co.uk, wanted to share this. Does sugar make you stupid? Studies suggest that it sabotages learning and memory. Fructose is commonly added to processed foods such as soft drinks. It was found to hamper memory and slow brain activity.
Now, if I may... This article does not distinguish between, it does distinguish. In the headline, it's poorly written. It says, does sugar make you stupid? And then it goes on to write about high fructose corn syrup.
Exactly.
Which is something that I steer clear of. Sugar, myself, I don't steer clear of. I do have it in my coffee occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I am aware of high fructose corn syrup and do try to stay away from that.
Sure. Well, and the other important thing to mention when we're talking about high fructose corn syrup, there was this whole soda ban in New York City. Mayor Bloomberg wants to decrease the size of the sodas, and they all have high fructose corn syrup in them. And the reason for that is because the government so heavily subsidizes corn, and it's made from corn.
It's so hypocritical.
Yeah. On one hand, they're subsidizing this product that's contributing to the huge amounts of high fructose corn syrup in everything. And on the other hand, they're saying, well, no, you can't have too much soda because you're going to get fat, and we don't want that. or we don't want to pay for your health problems
when you
become obese or whatever. And, of course, when they pay for the health care, that's another thing that they sort of can say. Because it's like, well, okay, you're the one controlling the purse strings, right? You have some dominion over this. But, yeah, I mean, not only do they subsidize corn, but they also tax and tariff sugarcane. So importing it from other countries, there's a big tariff, and it just pushes it over the edge so that it's more expensive to import real sugar than it is to just get it from corn.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the corn lobby was recently trying to get high fructose corn syrup relabeled as corn sugar.
Yes.
But they failed. That didn't happen.
They failed. I heard about that too.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We've got a call on the line when we return, and your calls too, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.3520. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.7606, $8.3803 for a half ounce, or $4.1902 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.7606, $8.3803, and $4.1902.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Emmy.
And Julia.
And you are listening to the live Wednesday night edition of the show. Free Talk Live is live every single day of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Find us also online at freetalklive.com. And if you want an easy, free way to help Free Talk Live, shop.freetalklive.com is a great way to do that. It's basically a link to Free Talk Live's Amazon portal, so if you enter through there, Free Talk Live will get a small referral fee for whatever you buy, but it doesn't affect your purchase price at all. Just a quick, easy way to get that little bit of help in for Free Talk Live. If you appreciate the show and want to help us out without breaking the bank, you're going to buy this stuff anyway, so why not do it through Free Talk Live's portal. And by the way, if you run a website or blog and you're looking to add a forum to your website, but you don't want to compromise the privacy of your users, consider plainboards.com. Plainboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. There is no installation necessary and certainly no identification or logging in required either. Start your board in seconds and protect your users' privacy over at plainboards.com. It's encrypted, secure. You can have voting on posts, a watch list, a personal history. Very useful features over there, plainboards.com. We certainly do appreciate when you do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live, like we said before. Julia, you look like you had something to say?
No.
Okay. Let's go straight to the phones. Zach is listening in Florida. Zach, are you with us?
How you doing?
Wonderful, Zach. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling in about a story that I read off of a link from Reddit earlier today.
Okay.
About a teacher who got hired in a Christian school in Cincinnati. And right when he started, he was called in to talk to the director or the principal or someone like that. And he was pretty straightforward, asked if he was homosexual. And he answered yes. And then he was promptly fired.
Oh, my. So he's a gay man. He went to get a job at a Christian school and expected, I mean, not all Christians discriminate against gay people, but some certainly do.
Yeah.
I think it's really unfortunate. But I kind of wonder if he... Like, did he do that to take a stand, like to purposely get fired so he could sort of raise awareness about the issue or sue them for discrimination or what?
Well, no, he was actually asked from the principal if he was gay, pretty straightforward.
But do you think he knew that he was going to get asked and he was doing it as sort of an activism?
I'm not really sure,
okay.
But the interesting topic that came up, I'm actually pretty new to Reddit, and it seemed that everyone was really surprised that this happened, and everyone's like, wow, this must be illegal, right? And it turns out that your sexual orientation is the only, like, not protected minority group under discrimination laws.
Really? In is that in the state that this happened in, or is it a federal thing?
I think federally, but it was actually a private school, not a public school, so that
that's right, and that's why
a little extra to do with it. And on Reddit, it kind of exploded pretty quickly. Lots of people, this is so horrible, and me as a voluntarist who respects property rights, I kind of had to come to the defense of the organization that I don't necessarily support what they did, but I do support the right to do it.
The right to exclude people for bigoted reasons is also the right to exclude bigots. So, for instance, if I had a school and I knew somebody was homophobic, I wouldn't want to work with them, right?
Exactly. True.
And the conversation quickly delved into, general discrimination against blacks, against really everyone, women. And
yeah.
The topic came up about equal pay, because that's in the news recently,
mm-hmm.
And how some companies, how it's really unfair, how they discriminate against other people. And a lot of people kept bringing up the topic of women, especially how Walmart discriminated against women, not promoting them to managerial positions. And I mean, that's obviously offensive.
They lost that class action, didn't they?
I think they did.
I think they lost that. Yeah, that's ringing a bell for me that there was a group of women who had filed a class action against Walmart for disparity in wages, and I believe they lost.
Yeah, it turns out they really don't promote any females to managerial positions, or they didn't before the lawsuit. Not many,
wow.
At least. And I kind of pointed out that from a business perspective, it really does, in a company that's Walmart size, it may not seem right, but I'm sure it saves tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars over the years because you don't have to deal with maternity leave, et cetera. And it's just a lot easier to have, I know it's wrong, but it's a lot easier to just have a company policy.
Well, but there must be a reason that they hire women at all, right? Or because if women were just such poor workers, why would they hire any women, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily about the poor working conditions. that, or the poor worker.
Don't they have to give paternity leave too? Isn't there paternity leave as well?
There's sure, a few FMLA, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a few weeks for men. There's like, what, 6 weeks for women or something like that?
3 months. I think it depends on the state. I think there's a federal law that says a certain amount, and then the states kind of vary, because I know some people that get, like, 6 months or something.
Yeah, and employers, individual employers could give more if they wanted to as well. But, you know, I think that, like, okay, women may be an asset in a lot of different cases, especially for some jobs. You know, maybe something that they have, some quality, is an advantage. And if that's the case, then maybe employers would want to compete, you know, and try to make their jobs more attractive to women so that they could get the best female workers, or just the best workers in general. Because, I mean, when you exclude whole classes of people, especially if it's for an arbitrary reason like bias against a certain gender or race or whatever, then you're really losing a lot of good workers. Like, if you look at it from the perspective of someone who's looking at it objectively, you know, you're losing a lot of good workers if you're not a bigot.
That is one of the points I brought up, and I defended their right to discriminate. You know, while I didn't agree with the discrimination per se, and I seem to get painted fairly quickly as the bigot and as the homophobe and as the sexist. And as misogynist.
Yeah.
For just pointing out that they do have these rights, you know, these negative rights, and everyone kept saying, well, you know, personal freedom shouldn't trump your freedom to get a job. And then it goes into this whole thing where you have to explain the difference between negative and positive rights. And,
what do you think, I mean, about asking them the question of, like, I know internet communication is notoriously not very friendly, I guess. It's like, it's
especially
really...
everyone's a keyboard warrior.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But what about asking them the question of, like, hey, would you want to, as a woman, would you want to work for a sexist employer? Or as a racial minority, would you want to work for somebody who was bigoted against you because of your appearance? No, I mean, I would want to know, you know,
if
my employer...
I would rather know.
I would rather know and not work for the sexist boss than, you know, have some law that mandated that he have to hire me.
Well,
you know?
Desperate times call for desperate measures, too, if you don't have a choice but to work for this person. Who protects you? Do you protect yourself, or do you call someone else to do your protecting for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually part of what I brought up. And I brought up the fact that, like, something like the Civil Rights Act, where it makes people who might have, bigot tendencies or sexist tendencies or what have you, it makes them repress that and serve the people that they normally wouldn't want to serve. And essentially, it just veils their racism. And it makes it to where you give money to a person that you normally wouldn't give money to if they were open about their actual beliefs.
And let's face it, that the state really, I mean, the state enacted Jim Crow laws and enforced segregation and racism for many, many years. And so I don't think there's any real protection going on there. And Zach, if you have more, hang on with us. And if not, thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. We'll talk about discrimination or anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is our number. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you. And Demi.
And Julia.
Demi, you're laughing. Is it because you recognize the song?
No.
Okay. Well, it's Free Talk Live, and you can call us and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-3733. I would like to remind you that if you've ever had connection problems or connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception, C-Crane has got a good solution for that. C-Crane has a super USB Wi-Fi antenna, actually the super USB Wi-Fi antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile from the point where you have it set up. That's pretty good. We are using it at, Mark is using it as his house. I'm just reading his copy here. But I know Mark has been using this, and he's really enjoyed it. And he's got this this person who lives with him who, maybe has a little bunk or a little place that's kind of far from the source of the Internet.
Right.
But with this signal amplifier, he can actually get Internet to his tenant with no problem. So Mark really likes C-Crane. Ian's been playing with their radio as well. He's got one in the studio here that broadcasts. We can hear ourselves a little bit delayed out in the kitchen at the studio. So,
oh really?
Yeah, there's a little internet radio. It's a different product. It's not the Wi-Fi antenna, but I know that they've both really been enjoying the C-Crane products. They're considered top notch in the industry. So, check out ccrane.com. That's ccrane.com, and I believe you can get a free flashlight if you mention Free Talk Live during the checkout, if you purchase anything. So, great deal. The flashlight's a cool little gift, and highly recommend that you check out C-Crane. Okay, let's go back to Zach. He's been on the phone with us in Florida talking about discrimination. Zach, did you have more that you wanted to say?
Yeah, just really one more last bit.
Sure.
It comes about tolerance. And a lot of the people that seemed to berate me on there were saying, I'm not really tolerant of these people's beliefs. I'm just sexist or homophobic or racist or whatnot. and they kept saying, you should tolerate these people, you know, you shouldn't discriminate against them. And then that just led me to, you know, come back, well, you're really the one that's not tolerant. I'm not saying I support these beliefs. I'm just saying that I respect, you know, their right to act of their own way. And that true tolerance would be to say, you know, okay, you have the right to act, even though I don't support it.
Well, Zach, I mean, have you ever considered coming at this from sort of a slightly different angle? Because I hear libertarians talk about, or people, liberty-minded people, talk about this topic a lot, and oftentimes they're just kind of standing up for the bigots, and I can really see how it comes off to some people who maybe aren't as educated about the issue that, you know, hey, this person who's defending the bigots must be a bigot themselves. I mean, what about asking sort of more compassionate questions or sort of saying, making it really clear that you don't support the homophobia, you don't support racism or discrimination? I assume you don't. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, and I mean, I think being actively anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-homophobic is a very important part of being someone who espouses a philosophy of individualism, right? Because we all think it's important as liberty lovers to look at people as individuals, right? And to not, you know, not stereotype them based on some group that they might happen to be a part of that they can't control. You know, you can't control what gender you are, what race you are, what your orientation is, and, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it, so it shouldn't affect anything about your character or your value as a person or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, what about asking some of these questions, like, to the Redditors, to the people on the thread? Everyone's a keyboard warrior, like Julia said. But what about asking them, like, I don't know, if I just lost my train of thought. I'm trying, oh, yeah, if they would support, like, okay, for instance, I just read a story about a female pilot. And she was being discriminated against because she was female. There was a passenger on her plane who said, I won't fly with a woman pilot. Women can't drive and they can't fly, and I'm not going to stand for this. So she said, okay, and she kicked him off the plane.
Good. That's what it should be.
So what about bringing up a story like that and saying, you know, do you support her right to discriminate against this passenger?
Well, I see where you're coming from. I was really just trying to make the argument from a personal freedom standpoint, personal liberty, and property rights. But I can see how that might come off wrong and rub people the wrong way.
I agree. I completely agree with the property rights, and I think that does resonate with some people, but a lot of people out there are more running off of maybe emotion or feeling a lot of compassion for the person who's being discriminated against, and so maybe sort of trying to relate to them on that level, you know, of more of a compassionate angle or something.
Now, here in New Hampshire, gay marriage is legal, and there's been a long, every year it's a new fight, but it is legal here, and there have been in previous years, I'm not sure what the law is exactly now, but there was much lobbying and insistence that there be protection for private business owners, that they would be able to discriminate against them. And if memory serves, as primarily wedding photographers, that they could just say, you know what, we don't cater to gay folks. And the general consensus that I saw coming back from the gay community was, sure, that's fine. I want to know exactly who does not want to do business with me so I can take my business elsewhere. And yeah. I think that's really the best way to handle it.
Wasn't there a huge boycott? Oh, gosh. It was Colorado. I think Colorado either, I don't know, passed some discriminatory law against gay people or outlawed gay marriage explicitly or something like that. And there was a giant boycott of Colorado by gay people, like of traveling to Colorado, doing anything in Colorado.
I haven't heard that.
And there's a website about it, too. Yeah, I heard about it from Buzz, of the Buzz's big gay dance party fame.
Yeah.
She told me about this boycott. And it was incredibly successful. And I think it actually got them to reverse whatever position that they had. I'll have to do some more research
on
that.
She's fantastic. I love Buzz.
I totally agree. Me too. And yeah, you know, it's very interesting. I know this is Free Talk Live, and you know, we talk about a wide variety of subjects. But you know, this is something that comes up over and over again. And I really like the idea of approaching it. It's sort of flipping the tables, you know, because usually when I hear people talk about this, it's like, oh yeah, you should have the right to exclude women and black people from your business if you're a bigot. But no, you should have the right to exclude bigots. You know, you should have the right to to choose who you do business with based on their ideas, you know, and you should be able to know those ideas. And Zach, any other final thoughts?
Yeah, just one last thing. I kind of made a similar point. I made the point that I don't really like to loan my property like my cell phone or my electronics or what have you, to people with greasy, grubby fingers and douchebags. And do you support my right to discriminate against those people? And everyone really agreed with me that, yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, why don't you support other people's rights to arbitrarily discriminate on whatever they want? Where's the line drawn?
Uh-huh, yeah. It's interesting. You know, another thing that I hear about this real quick, Zach, is that, you know, people will say, well, you discriminated on who your friends are, on who you choose to date, right? So what's wrong with discrimination? And I don't know, have you ladies heard that before? When people say, like, well, we discriminate on who we date all the time, so employers should be able to discriminate for any reason they want. I mean, I think that's true, that people do discriminate,
yeah.
But it's also important, and I try to say this as much as possible, it's also important to check your own biases and to make sort of look in your own self and see, am I being unfairly biased against certain people? Am I maybe ruling out good love partners or something like that because, what, they're a different race or something like that? You know,
I remember once I was at like a Thanksgiving dinner or something and the subject of racism came up,
mm-hmm.
and it was with, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles and everyone. And my dad said, you know, my dad is not racist at all. He's many things, but not racist. And he said, you know, that he thought that it was really natural for people to sort of feel more connected to their tribe, so to speak. And then it kind of made sense that people weren't necessarily as eager to hang out with, like, to mesh races, and not that he had a problem with it or that mm-hmm. he didn't tolerate them, but that he just felt more comfortable with white people and he felt like that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was appalled, you
wow.
know.
And, well, I think it is true that people can relate to others who have had similar experiences to them. I read this book in college called Why Are All the Black Kids Sitting Together at the Cafeteria Table? And basically what it was saying was that it's really important for people who are members of, like, sort of minority groups to associate with each other because they can share experiences and they can bond over what they have experienced.
Right.
I didn't agree with everything in the book. For instance, it said that only white people can be racist, only men can be sexist.
No.
And
yeah.
I disagree. I think anyone can be biased against anyone else. Zach, and thank you for the call, Zach. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There's more coming up.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world, Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, it's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, ccrane.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. As we kick off the final segment of this evening's program, we've got some great music tonight.
I know.
Stephanie here with you.
And Nemi.
And Julia.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Remember that Free Talk Live has a Facebook page, a Twitter account, and also an email list. So if you want to keep up with the latest on the show, get notified when Free Talk Live adds a new affiliate or has some interview or any other news about the show, go to news.freetalklive.com for all the latest stuff. Okay, so, you know, we were talking about the topic of discrimination, but before that we had sort of gotten into this article, but not really, about sugar and memory and learning.
Right.
And I think this is really interesting, so just in the remaining moments, unless somebody calls us, 855-450-FREE, we're going to talk about what we want to talk about, which is this. So too much sugar, this is from the dailymail.co.uk, by the way, too much sugar could be making you stupid, according to researchers. I bet you anything they didn't say, literally, sugar is making you stupid.
And again, it's not even sugar they're talking about. It's high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, that's a very important distinction, exactly. As we pointed out a few moments ago, the government heavily subsidizes corn. That has something to do with this. So the suggestion follows tests in the laboratory comparing high fructose corn syrup, which is 6 times sweeter than cane sugar and a common ingredient in processed foods, with omega-3 fatty acids known to aid memory and learning. So they tested high fructose corn syrup side by side with something that was known to help memory, which is omega-3s. And those are found in, like, fish. That's why people say fish is brain food, right? They're actually also found in all grass-fed meats like cows and sheep and stuff like that. Lamb. Excuse me, sheep. Yeah, it's been a long day. In an experiment on rats, one group had a sugary diet for 6 weeks and another was fed healthy. I don't know what that means. I mean, healthy.
It means different things for everybody.
Yeah. And in different, I mean, rats are different than humans, right? Rats are, eat a vegetarian diet. They're herbivores, right? And humans are omnivores, right? So you could expect that their metabolism is different. I know rats, like rodents, can make their own vitamin C. Humans can't. Like, just all kinds of little differences like that. There are millions of them. So,
right.
You know, a healthy diet for a rat
probably wouldn't be the same as a healthy diet for a human. Just like if a human only ate rabbit food, you know, like lettuce and hay and stuff like that, you know, it might not be the most tasty, but it also might not, you know, might be missing some important things. At the start of the study published in the journal Physiology, the University of California team tested how well the rats navigated a maze, placing landmarks to help them learn the way. So this is a common test of memory and learning in animals. They give them a little, basically they put them in a water bath, and it has milk in it, so they can't see like what they're swimming in, right? They're swimming around, and they have to find a platform because they don't like to swim. They want to be on the platform, but they can't see it because the water is cloudy because it has a little bit of milk in it. And then they have pictures, picture like a swimming pool, a round swimming pool, with pictures on the outside. And they're trying to use the pictures to figure out where the platform is so that they don't have to swim anymore. So they're trying to basically learn like a little map of the pool that they're in and learn where the stairs are, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah, so 6 weeks after eating this diet, the researchers tested the rat's ability to recall the route. And the study co-author said the rats fed a sugary diet were slower and their brains had declined. He said eating a high fructose diet over the long term alters your brain's ability to learn and remember information. However,
that's
good,
not all.
Yeah, probably. I wonder if the rats like gained weight and if they were having trouble swimming because of that.
Well, when was it? A couple of months ago, there was an article that came out on Wired that honeybees are really important, obviously, in pollination, and they have had an increase in what's called colony collapse disorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the bees are dying.
Right, lots of bees are dying. And
nobody knows why, right?
They actually have, this is from April 6, 2012, they're talking about supplementing bees' diet with high fructose corn syrup again, mm-hmm. and that is actually causing them to be exposing them to pesticides. So where they, if they had been fed regularly, they would not be susceptible mm-hmm. or vulnerable to this particular pesticide. But because so many folks have switched to feeding high fructose corn syrup to their bees, this is what's leading to the colony collapse.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's not good for you at all.
Yeah, no, it's not good. Well, I mean, and the pesticides go with it too, right?
Well, sure,
corn
that's true.
Is very heavily, you know, treated with pesticides. So is soy. Yeah. I mean, people talk about pesticides in the food. Like, you know, when they grow soybeans, they spray them down with all kinds of stuff, and maybe that doesn't really get washed off too well sometimes. Wheat is another thing that's heavily subsidized, heavily. So, I mean, you know, it's really hard to know exactly where your food is coming from. Unless you grow it yourself, and not everybody has time for that. So it's kind of a dilemma. It's like, what do you do about that? How much do you let trying to know what you eat rule your life, you know?
I try really hard not to eat any soy or corn on principle, just because it bothers me how overly subsidized they are.
My friend calls it the corn industrial complex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is I'm pretty
true.
Successful. I mean, pretty much if you don't buy things in a package, you know, if you cook everything fresh, you can avoid it.
Yeah.
But anybody who buys anything in a box, and I'm not meaning to laugh, I've eaten my fair share of boxed foods.
Mm-hmm.
Check the ingredients. You'd be shocked at what has soy in it and corn. It's crazy.
Yeah, and all kinds of preservatives and stuff. I mean, it is, I agree that it is probably the safest bet, no matter what kind of diet you're following or eating or anything like that, to get like natural foods. Around the edge of the grocery store is where they keep them.
Yes.
You know, the ones that are in the boxes that can stay on the shelf for years and years are usually kept in the middle. And the fresh produce, and meat is on the edges. So that's one trick that they say. We do have a call on the line. Let's go to Marvin real quick, listening in Georgia. Marvin, are you with us?
Yes. How y'all ladies doing this evening?
Hello, Marvin.
Wonderful.
What's on your mind?
Well, you mentioned some of these laws and some of these electronics and text messaging laws.
Well, like the texting while driving bans and stuff?
Right, right. You know, that correlates with distracted driving in many different ways and all that. You know, even though it's a law in many of the states, you know, you got people that are still doing it. You know, and I drive a truck and I see a lot of this every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just came out with this law for truck drivers. You got to have a hand-free headset. And in other words, a $2,700 fine. So
Is
that a federal law, Martin, or is it just in Georgia?
No, it's a federal law concerning the CDL drivers.
Yeah. Okay.
It forms a CDL driver.
Huh. But, so what have you seen people doing on the road? Like you said, you've observed people doing texting and stuff. Can you give us some stories?
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is running up next to me all the time, you know, and I drive a big truck and all that good biz.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you see people all the time, they're running right up next to you, just holding the steering wheel and, cellular device.
Have you ever looked into somebody's car and seen something really unusual going on, or like, you know, nudity or something like that on the road?
Yeah, you do get that too.
Yep, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I can recall being on buses sometimes, and like, you know, you're higher than the cars,
right?
So you can look down into any of the cars, and sometimes, well, if you look down, it's at your own risk. You know, you're responsible for what you see, basically. But yeah, I mean, I agree. It does seem really dangerous to text while driving. Although, you know, the solutions I've seen, Martin, are like a lot of signs that you'll see on the highway will say, no texting while driving, and there'll be like a flashing billboard telling you not to text while driving. Well, that could take your eyes off the road,
yeah,
too.
Sure.
So what's the solution?
I have had birds, you know, I've had snakes, dogs, cats, you name it, we've had it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and shoot, I had an old pit bull. If you open the door, it was over with. She was getting in that vehicle, and that was that. You know,
I see.
Just sit in a little seat, you know, and just sit there. You know, kind of like you was mentioning about your cat.
Uh huh.
You know, she just get in, sit down. You know, that's that. And the things that we see and hear from our government and our new laws and all that, it is ridiculous. Truck drivers are especially. We get a lot of fraudulent tickets, you know.
I hear that. Well, I hear they can ticket you for little things, like if you have a light out that you really would have no way to know about, if you don't take a nap every something, 6 hours, 10 hours, something like that. You know, and
you're 11 hours driving time legal, then you got different situations where you got different time scale. You got 7 hours, you got the 14-hour law, you got the 16-hour law, which is very unequal, but...
Well, Martin, thank you for your service. That's what Mark always says to truck drivers. Appreciate your call tonight. We're out of time for this evening's show. It's been Stephanie.
And Emmy.
And Julia.
And ladies, thanks for joining me tonight. It's been a blast.
This has been fun.
I'll be back tomorrow night, and you can check out freetalklive.com in the meantime for all kinds of archives, free content. It's all there for you for free. Freetalklive.com. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.